Alright, man. Are you ready for a good ass show?
Born ready.
Cool. Alright, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years. It's that guy over there.
It's me. It's Alex. I actually have been here for years at this point. We've done this for years now, right?
Indeed.
Perfect. And the whole time, I've been introduced and accompanied by that guy right over there.
It's One Take Jake back in the saddle again. And I got one question for you guys. If a left-footed person can't dance, do they have two right feet? But we are joined by the mouth of the Deep South, third man in the booth. It's Robin.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
It's only the third form I've seen or heard that joke today. I approve.
Yeah. Well, hey, there you go. Well, I mean, I had to share it with the listener because
Listener.
If they aren't following me on Facebook or following us at Red Arrow Productions on Facebook, and they haven't what, Alex?
Found us.
They haven't found us yet. Thank you. That was good. Then they haven't seen it yet. But Alex,
enthusiastic.
Alex, how can these people, all these people on the internet, find us on other places on the internet?
Well, since you already covered Facebook and how to find us, they could also, if they wanted to, head over to Instagram, Red Arrow Productions, found us. They could just, if they wanted to, surf the Twitterverse, Red Arrow P, found us. If they felt like they wanted to maybe tell us what to talk about for an entire episode of the show and pay us a small sum of $5, they could go to Patreon and type in Red Arrow Productions and find us.
Boom.
Right? If they heard this episode and thought, man, this episode was so damn entertaining, I want
How
to hear
damn entertaining
all...
was it?
I wasn't prepared. Dang it. That's a missed opportunity.
More
so
entertaining
this isn't a good
than the
episode.
Tiger King.
Yeah, this isn't a good reference. But if they wanted to listen to the other episodes, they could go to badfacts.info.
Badfacts.info, where the better ones are. The ones that are better than this one so far.
Better than this one. And then also anchor.fm/myshowAJ. Check it out. They're a great sponsor. We like them.
Fantastic.
Find them. Find us.
They're fantastic. So, Oregon and Washington were both pretty much under a stay-at-home order right now with the COVID-19 outbreak. And, baby, can I ship you a drink? Still. I feel like that one was underrated. It's given us the opportunity to watch some television that we normally don't have this much time in a week. So, first and foremost, kind of like the television angel dropped out of the sky is this damn Tiger King show.
The Tiger King.
And there are a lot of things I'm not certain about in life, but one thing I'm certain of is that Carol Baskins fed her husband to those tigers.
Goddamn right, she did.
It's the only. It's the only, like, logical explanation for how it all went down.
No, he's in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, okay. Forever.
Forever. Costa Rica, yeah. Forever. Like, it's the only... The whole time, it was like, I just couldn't... I hope most people who watch it feel the same way as me. I just couldn't get past the hypocrisy of that Carol bitch. Where she's like,
really?
Right? But, like, at least it felt like Joe Exotic was just like, I just like tigers and I wanted to make money. And you're like, okay, kind of a fucked up way to make money because tigers are cool and should probably just be left where they are supposed to live. But, okay. And then Carol's like, I want to make sure that no tigers are in cages and all animals are free. So I'm going to shut down everyone's zoos, take their tigers and put them in my cages. What?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever watched Penn and Teller's Bullshit, they basically do the expose on PETA, and they have similar similar findings. You know, like they have a giant freezer on campus at PETA that you would only need for dead bodies. But that's neither here nor there. Go watch that. I'm not going to get into a long discussion about PETA. Yeah, but
PETA.
people eating tasty animals. You know that whole thing.
I always like PETA Griffin. What is it? The poorly educated teen activists was always my favorite.
I was actually watching The Office the other day, and it was the one where Michael goes and buys the fur coat, and then someone immediately throws paint on him.
Yes.
But anyway, back to a fur. This Tiger King guy. Ooh, that was a nice little pivot there.
I like that.
But like, it's just. In the weird way, like, by the time it's over, I still feel like he's the most sympathetic character out of all of them, in a weird way.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't really want to sympathize with any of them, but, like, I'm rooting for Joe Exotic the whole time. I'm like, this guy's got to win.
And
he's got to.
It's almost like he knew. It almost felt like he thought he was going to, just because of the way everything just seemed. He just flew by the seat of his pants, and he's like, okay, huck a chuck at football, and everything just kind of worked
right.
Long enough for him to keep running with it, and then it all just kind of fell apart at one point.
Right. Like, I did. I left off. Other part, I don't know. Are we doing a spoiler alert, or do we care?
I mean, at this point, if people haven't seen, I mean, I'm posting on Instagram that we're talking about it in depth. I assume when you see the words in depth, you assume that there are spoilers.
Perfect. So I've gotten to the episode where the fake rich guy appears as if from nowhere and is like, "I'll make sure that my lawyers help you get out of this lawsuit. All you got to do is sign the zoo over to me and everything will be okay." And Joe's like, done and done. And then, oh, you're broke.
He's like, yeah, all I have are the assets of this zoo. And by the way, you're embezzling. He's like, no, you're embezzling.
Right.
So that's, I haven't fully finished like the entire adventure. But yeah, it's like, it seems like Carol gets the upper hand and something just works out for Joe. And then Carol gets the upper hand and then something just works out for Joe. And I think it's finally coming to an end, because this most recent thing that worked out for Joe doesn't seem to work out for him.
Yeah, like, have you watched his presidential bid? Like, are you that far in?
Oh, God.
No, not yet. Oh. I do. So when I watched the trailer, I thought it was crazy, because I had this weird deja vu sensation of when it shows like his mugshot from like the news.
Right.
In the trailer. And I was like, I remember seeing that like on national news, like the CBS nightly news. It was like his mugshot. And I was like, why do I know who this man is? And that's why I started watching it.
I vaguely remembered having seen his face before, and I was like trying to remember where I had seen it. And I'm gonna watch this. And the whole time, like, I kept expecting him. Like, when they said that they ran to Florida at one point, I was like, I thought this whole thing. I kept forgetting that this whole thing is happening in Oklahoma, because it felt like a Florida story.
It definitely feels like Florida Man has 426 tigers. Yeah, he's in Oklahoma, right? And Carol's in Tampa.
That's right. Okay. Like, for some reason, the way they make it seem is like it's almost like they're competing next door neighbors. Just like how quickly they bounce between those two, and then randomly between to this third guy, the guy who reminds me
Doc.
He reminds me of Ian from High Fidelity. He just like
fucking Ian guy.
Ian guy. He just shows up. He's like, yeah, I got like 8 women. They're all into me, and they're all cleansed by my body. I'm like, what?
This is a thing that I have to figure out. And we can make, we're going to make all the jokes, but how do tigers lead to like polygamy? How does that, right? Joe Exotic, super gay. Guess what? 2 husbands.
Well,
Doc
3
Antler,
by the end of it.
Straight guys.
Yeah. Right. Doc Antler, whatever, this fucking Ian guy, he, over the course of what I've seen through like the first 4 episodes, he's had a litany of wives that have come and gone. And, you know, I guess I don't think he ever married them. He just kind of made them agree that they would only bang him. But he's got like at least 9 girlfriends / wives. And then the rich guy from Vegas like shows up to save Joe Exotic and is all like, yeah, I used to smuggle tiger cubs into hotel rooms and they just have orgies. And you're like, why?
There's nothing more sexual than a tiger. You're like, I don't want to get eaten, my butt eaten. Well, hey.
Wait, hold up.
By a tiger.
Maybe a cougar,
the name of the episode.
Hey. maybe by a cougar. Definitely not a puma.
Definitely not a puma. Oh, that's so terribly funny.
So
I've met a lady like that, Carol, before. I don't remember if I knew you when I dated Amy and she worked at that wolf sanctuary over on the coast.
I don't think,
do you remember that?
I don't think so. About it.
Yeah, so there's this wolf sanctuary. It's for Arctic wolves over by Waldport. And it's ran by one lady. She has like the quote unquote sanctuary, and it's the exact same thing as the Carol place. Like, she gives tours and that's how she does it. And she uses all volunteers. She gets like donations from people. It's the exact same thing. And she's just as fucking nuts. Well, Except I don't think she killed her husband.
The thing that was like, that was amazing is that she had the entire internet on lock. Like, just by the fact that she, like, one of the things that they said is, like, she was on the first wave of social media. And when they said that, I was like, oh my god, she's a giant. Like, she, like, she's unstoppable. She's too big. And that's the thing that I realized when in retrospect, thinking about it now, like, it doesn't matter. Joe Exotic was punching up. Like, there's no way. He's, as I said, if you look up big cats, you find her first every single time, no matter where you are in the world. And that's incredible power.
Yeah, that's a win. Like, just all-around victory. Which is hilarious because I feel like it seems to me like Joe Exotic was by accident, like a front runner in what would be considered podcasting by today's standards. Like,
right.
Like, he's out here the whole time on some standard def camera bitching about Carol for every week. Like, that's a podcast.
I love it. At no point, like, anyone, let me put it this way. No one took him seriously enough to do anything about it. Like, when he was blowing the heads off of mannequins and saying, I'm going to put a cap in your ass, Carol, or we're going to put your head in a jar. Like, those are threats. If you legitimately thought that those are real threats, all you have to do is go, hello, police. This guy said he wants to put my head in a jar. Here's video proof of him saying he wants to put my head in a jar. Oh, here's video of him shooting an effigy of me. Can you go talk to him about this, please? I would like to file harassment charges. And guess what?
It's handled.
Yeah, but what that tells you
I don't know if it would have been.
Why not? Like,
because right at the start of the whole thing, they talked to the cops, and the cops were like, "Dude, we're out there like every week. There's always a complaint or something going on with him." Like,
I forgot.
I don't think. But and plus, they're like 1,000+ miles away from each other. Like, it's not like they're next door neighbors. But on the series, it like bounces back and forth like it is, you know?
Yeah,
you're right. It might be kind of tough just to call in harassment or restraining order or something if you're just like, he lives 6 states away and he says he wants me to die. And it's like, yeah, but he's 6 states away.
Right, so, she's going to call the Tampa police, and they're going to be like, yeah, he's in a different state. And then they say, well, call the FBI, and the FBI is like, have you seen this guy? He's not going to hurt anybody. He's just
not,
dumb.
He's not stable.
Well, that's for sure. That's what the knee brace is for.
I was trying to get there. I was like, someone's gonna make a knee brace joke, and I want to be the one to. Robin, you have much more.
I love the people that wear the knee brace
on the outside.
I love with the knee brace on the outside of yes. Like, I saw that and I literally clapped. I was like, oh my fucking God. And of course it's orange because that's what color tigers are.
Oh, naturally. Like,
I love everybody. Everybody in this documentary seems to have some incredibly shitty tiger tattoo.
And an incredibly shitty stuffed tiger.
Yeah, it's just like, how do they all, like, it's so shitty.
Like, what are the dudes, like, that one dude without the teens tattoos, like, every single one of those tattoos are terrible.
Yeah, they're bad. Did you see he got new teeth, though?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like, I started showing up on the internet today. I saw, like, 4 or 5 different posts of him with new teeth. And at the end, he ends up getting another tattoo.
Yeah,
you'll
I saw that. Yeah, Alex, you'll see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it the one that's like the property of Joe Exotic or something? Yeah.
It's in that area.
Yeah.
It's around there. He does a little cover up with that. The funny thing too is just like his whole look, like the mullet, the mustache. Like, how many ear piercings? 5 in one ear, like 3 in the other ear. That eyebrow piercing that just
dude,
looks...
Dude, the eyebrow that's just... It's hanging on for dear life.
It's a dangle.
Like, it's the cat poster. Like, hang in there. That's what his eyebrow piercing is. Oh, God.
I love it. The gun, the hat, the shirts. Oh, God, the shirts.
Oh, my God.
The shirts are
fantastic. Like, straight off of 90s WWE.
Yeah, I was going to say The Rock's $500 shirts. But
yeah, Disco Inferno had some of those.
The whole thing, Carol's whole thing, speaking of shirts, it blows my mind the way she's able to get the volunteers and then, like,
extort them, essentially?
Yeah, extort them. With it seemingly just shirts, just like, oh, it's your first day, have a red shirt, nobody cares, you're gonna listen to all the yellow shirts, and that right there instantly, if you have any interest in like big cats, you're like, well, I gotta get a yellow shirt so people listen to me. How do I get a yellow shirt? And they're like, hang out for 8 months, and you're like, done. And then and then you get your yellow shirt, and they're like, perfect, now that you have a yellow shirt, listen to those fucking green shirts. And you're like, whoa, how do I get a green shirt? And they're like, 2 years. And you're like, done.
Here's $5 a day.
Yeah, here's $5 a day. You can in Carol Baskin's dollar bills that can only be spent at our concession stand. And burgers start at
$6.
How many,
fucking Stanley Nichols.
How many Carol dollars convert to fucking Joe Nichols?
Yeah, right?
Wait, I think Joe Nichols is a singer.
Well, probably.
Not as good as Joe Exotic, though.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about his musical career.
his country music.
I don't know what sort of... stuff he does to fix his voice, because he doesn't sound that good. And yeah, then, like, right? You listen to it, and it's not completely terrible, like, quality.
No, it's just cheesy. Is his worst quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I liked about the doc guy. Like, he's all credit where credit is due.
I don't get fucking was rated.
Here, what is it? Here, kitty, he kitty, or whatever. He's all here, yeah. Kitty, kitty. That's just a good song. Like, it's Joe's best song, and I'm gonna be honest. I don't like his music. It's not my thing. But that's a good song. And, like, he totally like the music video with the Carol lookalike feeding tigers.
Right. Oh. That was so good.
There's so many layers of just like envy and
so much.
Alex, have you gotten to the point? Like, have you gotten to the point of where the kid dies?
No.
Oh, geez.
Which kid?
One of the husbands.
Is it the? Oh, is yeah. Is it like, Travis Maldonado guy?
Yeah.
Oh, heartbroken.
That's why he's not on the show.
Yeah, that's why they don't interview him.
When they weren't interviewing him, that to me didn't raise a red flag, because I assumed that it ended in some sort of turmoil and he was just like, I never want to be associated with Joe Exotic ever again for the rest of my life, and like just refused interviews. I didn't realize he died. That sucks.
Yeah, and like one of the wildest ways possible.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
I assume taking a bunch of meth and being eaten by a lion, because like that seems like their lifestyle.
No.
No. Dumber than that.
Dumber than that.
Yeah.
Like, should we spoil it for him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Go for
no,
it.
No.
I do care,
gotta,
Jake.
You've got to see it.
Shit.
Because you see it.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
You get to see it.
Like, they actually show it?
They show the...
Sort of.
They show the footage of it, and you can definitely see that it happens.
Oh.
That, and yeah, that's pretty much the response.
Which is funny, yeah, because That was pre-post Malone's response when the girl got her hand bitten off.
I had to rewind that. I was like, what? And then,
it took me like two interviews with that girl to even realize she was missing a hand. She's just so casual sitting there talking.
Right.
That it wasn't until it flashed back to her like the third or fourth time that I was like, that bitch only got one hand. And then,
dude, the best part is Joe putting on the jacket. I'm like, where the fuck did he get that jacket? He's got an EMT jacket he throws on after her arm's ripped off.
I didn't see that.
It was
go
like
back
the,
and watch it again.
Yeah, I was just like, what? Why? Where did he get that? Like, hey, somebody's got their arm ripped off. I'm going to go grab my EMT jacket before the paramedics get here.
You got to have your EMT jacket,
gotta.
Duh.
Yeah, and like you're saying, like, I didn't realize it either, that she is missing one arm. It's funny because there's a guy who works at the fruit warehouse next to my warehouse. He only has one arm too, but it took me like 6 months of working next to their warehouse to realize it, because the same way, he's just so casual with it, and he's gotten to the point of where, like, you know, he wears a hoodie. You just assume that he's got his arm stuffed in his hoodie. It didn't look like anything. Like, you know, so it was just one of those deals. It was like, oh, hey, oh, he only has one hand. What?
Oh, he's only got one hand. That's awesome.
I always notice that stuff. I don't know why.
Probably because you're a judgmental prick.
Probably, yeah.
Well, hey.
No, I'm sizing everybody up in case I have to guard him. Okay, he's not going to my right, so that's easy.
If I have to back him down, like, I know his weak side's going to be over here.
Yeah, see? I can spin Rasheed Wallace style back to my left. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Up and under move. Don't even have to worry about
buckets.
It.
Buckets.
Buckets all day.
No, don't say hook.
Yeah, that's how you lose an eye.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Funny.
So what else? What else you guys been watching? This is our binge conversation.
Oh, let's see. Hold on, I wrote stuff down.
I've been watching Animal Crossing for the last 2 days.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
It's a video game that's sweeping the nation. Everyone's playing it, and it's the same game that it was before, but now it's on a different system, and it's bigger and better.
Oh, so you just described every sports game in Call of Duty of all time.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, sweet.
They usually come out at the same time on everything. I didn't get the conclusion of my suitcase saga. We could talk about that.
Oh, what? So the story continues.
last time we talked about the suitcase, we weren't on full lockdown yet, so I had to go back up to Eugene to get my suitcase, and I show up there, and there's my suitcase coming down, like I've timed it perfect. I get in there, my suitcase coming down the thing, I go grab it, and I go walk over to the ticket desk, and nobody's around. It's like they fucking knew I was going to be there. I waited for like 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck these guys. I'm out of here. I was pissed. Basically, it's a short Cliff Notes version, but like it pissed me off. On the plus side, I did have Arby's. So,
well, hey. I mean, whatever. I had Arby's the other day.
And
too.
I did have Jack Daniels in there, so.
I did have Arby's. So, did you just leave the suitcase or did you just snatch it and go?
Grabbed I'm it confused. And left.
Oh, okay. You were just, I guess I was laughing at your Arby's comment enough. Never mind. Okay. If there's no ticket people, I was like, wait, are you saying that because there wasn't anyone at the ticket counter, you were just like, it's my suitcase is 4 feet away and I can't have it. No.
No, it was on the regular carousel thing, like normal luggage. And it said rush on it. And I was like, what kind of rush is 4 days? You guys suck.
Like, what kind of rush is 4 days?
You guys are like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
dude,
slow?
Well, probably. He's old and fat. Isn't he dead now?
Hey, can I bitch about something for a second?
Yeah, go on ahead.
No, he's not that fat. So, since schools have been shut down, fuck off. Since schools have been shut down, they're like, we're going to send out information from your principal. That's your boss, basically. And this principal has decided that he's going to do a group text, which would be cool if everybody knew how to text.
Oh, God.
And I get like 15 texts in a row of people with a thumbs up emoji. Like they just learned what emojis were. I'm like, get the fuck off it. You don't have to text back when he says, I sent you an email. You don't have to say, cool, I got it. Can't wait to read it. Like, fuck off, guys. Get the fuck out of
Can't
here.
Can't wait to read
Stop
it.
Stop texting me. I don't care.
Dude, the worst for me is, as someone who has an Android, and I work with people who have Apple, I constantly get the text messages that just say, loved, and then your text message in.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's so annoying.
Where it says, like, Robin laughed at colon and the entire message.
So I just get to the point where
I try
will,
not to do that.
I will, like, I'll love something, and then I'll just write out the word loved, and then send it back, and then they'll be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, in our group text, like, I'll get the texts from Bailey, and it'll be like, Bailey liked this comment. And I'm like, that's good for him.
Yeah, way to go, Bailey. So
Speaking of comments,
yeah,
there's that Kendra Sunderland kick.
Sometimes you gotta.
You can't do that.
You gotta know when to hold them.
And she's letting them fall.
But so
that was crazy.
if I say the lyric 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you, what do you think of?
A lowrider?
I was going to say driving really slow.
Well, I would say there. It's from the song Summertime by Will Smith.
Yeah.
Going 2 miles an hour so everybody sees you. So the reason I bring this up is as I was playing 2K on the freeze for free 99, if you will, I heard someone reference in their song, they're like, he says, out here like Ludacris, 2 miles an hour so everybody sees me. And then I remembered back to the Ludacris album, The Red Light District. He had a track called 2 miles an hour, which he sampled Will Smith's 2 miles an hour. So the whole hook is just like
2 miles an hour so everybody sees me. 2 miles an hour so everybody sees you.
And so it's really, it's funny to me to hear how music has gone, like, moved through generations. Like, this lyric has now transcended one generation, and now it's attributed to another singer by the next generation of artists. And I just thought that was...
I've seen that happen quite a bit, because I'm dealing with stupid junior high kids a lot. Like, they just don't understand things.
They're like quoting like dubstep samples. They're like, wasn't it cool when Skrillex said that? And you're like, no, it was cool when LL
yes,
Cool J
oh
said
my
it
God.
In 91.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Nintendo 64. Yeah, it was cool when I saw it on YouTube. Charlie bit me.
Alright, so I found that song. I want to hear it.
Yeah, we gonna send this one out to everybody that put more into their cars than they do their relationship. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
enough of that.
So yeah. So the guy in this song heard that song, which was a sample of the first song, and yeah. So through the generations, man, music through the gens.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
That should be the name of the episode.
Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Stamp double stamp.
Well, that's the best thing we've got so far. I'll say that much.
I don't know. I don't want to get my butt eaten, ass eaten by a tiger is pretty good. But
that was pretty good.
I guess the triple stamp, double stamp works. For marketability.
Yeah, for marketability. There you go. Speaking of stamps, Dutch Bros is not stamping cards now because of this fucking virus.
So
how am I supposed to get my free coffees?
The ones up here aren't even taking cash anymore. It's card only.
Yeah, that was... They posted it on Instagrams, and
they
said something about not taking
hold
cash.
The tablet out at you, like, and then you
and
swipe,
then spray
and then
it with Lysol.
Yeah, and then when I went with Pre-Post Malone this last a couple of days ago, we got it, and the lady inside Dutch Bros was like, do you want to sign it, or are you okay if I sign it for you?" Because she, like, didn't want to...
You're like, only if you sign
it
as a penis.
As a penis. Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
I hate signing it. Dude. I hate signing on that tablet. It never works right, or it doesn't... I don't know. I just don't like it. Then one of the kids told me, I just put a smiley face. Oh, that's probably smart.
My go-to line today was... Because we were talking about that at work, the same exact topic, and I was like, "Nah, man, it's really simple. I just hit no tip and a scribble."
No tip and a scribble is the name of this episode.
No tip and a scribble is the name of the episode. Yeah.
No tip and a scribble, like that's
I like
that's
it.
How
that'd
I...
be a good song name.
No tip and a scribble. We need to call Joe Exotic. Get him on the line.
Joe Exotic, we got a song idea for you.
I got a song. All of a sudden, he's just out there tapping his toes.
Dude, his outfits in those music videos, sorry to pivot back to Joe Exotic, but he's inescapable at this point.
How like, can you not?
He dresses, he does his whole zoo thing, all his interviews and stuff. He's the most ridiculously dressed human being ever. And then he hits a music video, and it's like just perfectly fitted, like suits and nice shirts and brand new boots and everything. It was the craziest thing of how quick he just.
Well, what what about the glamour shot of him and his husbands when they're all sitting there with their shirts off? And it's just like. Oh my lord. Man. There's so much. If you, like, take it from us, if you haven't seen this, and by all means, if you have, like, I don't know how you've escaped it. This is the first time, like, I've ever watched the number one thing on Netflix. Like, so I'm actually part of a trend here for a change. but absolutely go out of your way to watch this. It is, if nothing else, a very interesting study into psychosis. And it's varying degrees, because there's definitely three different kinds of psychos in this show. And then there are just some people in the middle who are like amputees that just like big kitties, and they are usually, and they're like the saddest ones of the whole thing. Like, they get screwed the most out of anybody, and that's kind of the bummer.
Can I petition to change the episode title to Amputees Who Love Big Kitties?
Amputees Who Love Big Kitties. I didn't even hear it when I said it.
The rest are just amputees who love big kitties. I know we unofficially score who gets the title of the episode, but I'm willing to relinquish my point because Amputees Who Love Big Kitties is way better.
That's so fun. Like I said, I didn't even hear it when I said it. Have you guys watched Lock and Key at all? Something else bingeable?
No.
I want to, though. So I watched the first two episodes of Lock and Key. I thought it was very well done. And then I immediately was like, I need to reread Lock and Key to get myself, like, recentered on the series and see, like, how fast it's progressing versus, comic book kind of stuff. So I've chosen to put a pause on Lock and Key. Right now, so, like, I don't think you could say anything that's going to spoil anything for me, because ultimately I have read further than the show's going to get in one season. But, no, I have not finished it. I do know that I have enjoyed the 2 hours of it that I have seen. I think the casting is done well. I like the style that they've chosen to shoot it in, all that stuff. But, no, I have not finished it.
Fair enough. I will agree. There are a few times I get really mad at the director for his lens flare, but I mean, you know, there are some things that you just can't teach, apparently. anyway, like I really enjoyed it, but the one thing I will say is they didn't do a good job as far as timing. When it comes to the difference between how a comic book is timed out and how a TV show is timed out.
What do you mean?
Well, at the end of the season, like, I mean, they defeat the big bad, which is pretty standard for TV show. They defeat the big bad with half of the episode remaining. And so, like, I'm sitting there and they start winning and defeating the bad guy at the very, very end. I'm like, wait a minute. I've only been watching this show for about 15 minutes. And I stop and check. It takes me out of my immersion for a minute because they're winning too damn soon. Because I've got too much wrestling in me. Good guys are winning too soon. Something's screwing up here. What's going on? But so I'm sitting there and they're like, oh, there's 20 minutes left in this episode. I'm like, and they just, so I've got 20 minutes of denouement here. Like, that works if it's 6 pages of a comic book, but if it's 20 minutes of a TV show, it doesn't work the same, because you got to get, like, you got to have a cliffhanger. You got to go all the way in. And yeah, naturally they have a cliffhanger at the end, but it loses all of its impact because you took 15 minutes before that going, oh, well, everything's fine, everybody. Yep, we did it. Cool. All right. Everything, let's go back to our normal-ass lives. All right. Normal-ass lives.
It sounds like the way, like, kids' shows are done. You know, like, they set up kids' shows kind of like that. Like the cartoons we used to watch.
In a way, but it doesn't, like, the way, I feel like the way our cartoons used to be is that it was like, okay, I beat you, but did you? And in this, it was like, okay, I beat you. This is like, okay, I beat you. hey everyone, let's go get some pizza. Man, our pizza's taking a long time. Oh, finally, here it is. Okay, does anyone want to take any of this pizza home now that we've been here for so long? But did you? That's how it felt.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, that does not sound good. Like, good.
I mean,
that would annoy me.
It's entertaining, but, and like I said, it's just, I think possibly when they were trying to translate it from pages to screen, they just maybe did it too literally,
right.
And could have timed some things differently.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think Walking Dead, like as a TV show from comics, so I don't want to get too far out of what we're talking about, but like Walking Dead,
getting outside what we talk like about, what we do on this show.
Oh, that's right. So Walking Dead kind of took a nosedive for a lot of people for quite a while. Like the whole thing with Negan and all of that, like it took too long, whatever, and ended weird. But then the Whispers War, which they are currently in, like I feel like this season they've kind of fixed things, but we're not going to get to see the end on time because they can't finish post-production because of this whole virus bullshit. But anyway...
Well, why don't they just film all
the zombie
scenes?
Yeah, I think The Walking Dead is one of those that actually they figured it out. They should go out right now and be filming things. Well, the streets.
I think I threw it in the group text, but I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. I feel like 2021 is going to be a real big year for animation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely. I feel like. Yeah, that's just a situation where, you know, I feel like everybody that works at Pixar is capable of doing their job, like, at home and via Skype for meetings and stuff like that, that, like, we're going to see some real, real good animated films next year, and maybe not so many, like, big-budget blockbusters.
Do you think that this will be the thing? I mean, because I feel like animation, even still today, I mean, unless it's digital, like 3D animation, it's still something of a redheaded stepchild in the entertainment community in America. Do you think that this is a type of thing that could actually create, like, animation, like, becoming that form of art that other movies are seen as?
If like the extreme predictions of like coronavirus COVID-19 are true and this does last like into a year kind of a thing, right? Like we're all hoping that this gets wrapped up by the end of April and we can all go back to our normal lives. Let's say it doesn't and it does push into fall holidays into next year of this kind of stay at home when possible, not full on quarantine, but social distancing, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I absolutely think that it would push animation to a new level of both style, skill, but also like, acceptance and respect because you can't have, like, if we continue to not be able to have 30, 40, 50, 100 people on set to make a movie, we have to be entertained somehow, right? Like, the Tiger King, like, debut on Netflix is coincidence at this point, but, like, documentaries to me seem to be about the only thing you'd be able to make in our current state of distancing and people being afraid of each other. Because it's one guy, you know what I mean? They can come down to one or two guys with a camera.
Right.
As opposed to Marvel movies, which even though it's all CG and green screen, it's still 60 people standing around in a green room figuring out how to do it. You can't do that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that it gets pushed back and we get some more hand, like, truly drawn animation again.
Yeah.
Right? Disney hasn't put out a hand-drawn cartoon of any type, or feature-length film, I guess, since Treasure Planet, which was in the basically since Toy Story came out, everything's been CG.
No, they've had plenty of stuff since then. Like Brave was one that came out since then. Tangled was one. No,
those are all CG. That's all CG.
I'm looking now. No, like, I know that they've done more than one. That's like, hold on. Looking it up.
Fact checkers checking some facts.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nope. Well, they aren't. Okay, so let me rephrase that. They're not all like the Toy Story type. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm
they
just saying,
have
like,
more of that hand drawing look at least.
Well, yeah, stylistically they've changed. They've changed kind of the filter on the screen to make it look better. But what I'm saying is, like, Treasure Planet was the last time somebody took a pen, drew a guy.
Spirited Away was 2001.
That's not. That was published by Disney.
That's Disney.
He's an inker, not a tracer.
Yeah, that was Studio Ghibli distributed by Disney in America. There are people who are still doing it.
I made it up.
I didn't. Hayao Miyazaki, Spirited Away is one of my favorite films because I'm one of those nerds. Mm-hmm.
You are a nerd.
It actually says that right there. Good job.
Yeah, so it's an amazing
Iron
film.
Iron Giant, 99. That's not Disney.
But
anyway, continue.
Treasure Planet was the last time somebody at Walt Disney Animation drew a picture on a piece of paper, flipped that page over, and drew the same picture a little different, and animated that way. And it failed miserably. There's a whole YouTube video that lasts like an hour and a half explaining how Disney tanked Treasure Planet on purpose to make way for Pixar and CG movies because they were way cheaper to make. But that's a whole separate thing that I'll let somebody else explain. If you're interested in, go look it up. If not, don't care. So I'm hoping that maybe we get back to, you know, like the Lilo and Stitch, the Aladdin, Lion King, like cartoons, not animated movies, right? Stop motion is technically animation, CG is animation, those kind of stuff. Like, Lego Movie is great, but it's computers. Like, I want somebody who is really good with a pencil to draw something and somebody else trace it to make it more permanent and then do that a whole bunch. Mm. It'd be cool.
I agree.
We got the time now. Stay at home and draw a movie. Disney, come on.
Come on now. So one of the things we're allowed to do – oh, you got some facts? Did you check?
What's the Princess and the Frog? I've never heard of that.
Oh, Princess
that says
and
it was
Frog.
In 2009.
Princess and the Frog. That's a good movie, man. Put it on.
Yeah. That's okay. Maybe that's the roaring comeback of the animation.
Yeah, that's the one in New Orleans, I believe.
Yeah, it deals with the jazz and such.
All the rest is like shorts, like that the Paper Man one that came out in 2013.
It's Paper Boy, mm-hmm. And it was a game on the NES. So one of the things that we're allowed to do during this epidemic is go to doctor's appointments, and mm-hmm. And I kind of made an ass out of myself at the dermatology clinic. I haven't told you guys this
Nuh-uh.
yet. Yeah. A little bit. Weird, huh? So,
okay.
So I'm sitting there, and we're all socially distancing ourselves from one another. You know, like, the last time I walked into this place, there were, like, 50 chairs, and now there's, like, 10. And so, like we're all just kind of sitting. Pardon me. Good time for that. We're all just sitting around one another, and all of a sudden, I hear just this loud, like, rap music, and it's right after this dude has sat down in the chair, this, you know, on the other side of the room. And so I look over at this dude, and he does not seem to give a shit. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And so I kind of look at him a little bit more, and I don't have headphones in at this point, but I just keep hearing this indistinct rap beat. You know, I can't make out what song it is, so it's continuing to lead me to believe that it's coming from this man's cranium, and it's just turned up so loudly. Not only can he hear it, but I, socially distancing myself, can also hear it. So I say to him, hey, man. Hey, dude. Hey. In my I'm annoyed with you voice. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, can you turn your music down? Or I don't think your headphones are plugged in. And he's like, what? No, I'm not. Like, I think it's a TV, man. I'm like, what do you... And that's when I realize that the dermatology clinic is using Spotify. And it went from the super laid back, like, piano music, the dun, 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 you know, just super calming music to, hey, everybody, if you want to get Spotify Premium, but you don't hear that, you just hear the... And so that's what I heard, and I got mad. And then it was all okay. Everybody, I was like, I apologized all over myself because, I mean, naturally, I looked like a real buffoon. But it was all funny when it was all over. But it just for a moment, I was like, hey, turn your fucking music down. I didn't swear at the guy, but I mean, that was the inference of my voice. And
I didn't say fuck.
I didn't say fuck, but I inferred it.
That is awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
And then
turn down your jam hip-hop music.
Turn down your hippity-hop and your flippity-flus. But, like, someone came out later, and they're like, what was going on out here? And they're like, oh, he thought... And then, like, the lady at the front desk has to regale the story to the other woman at the front desk who wasn't there when it happened. So she's like, oh, yeah, he thought his headphones were on, but it was actually just the TV. It was hilarious. It was just...
It was hilarious. Like, and you're like, was it Gretchen? Was it fucking hilarious, Gretchen?
Like, why don't you turn down your headphones, Gretchen? Will the doctor see me now?
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so here I am, just running around Seattle, accidentally making an ass of myself, just because I'm like... Because I looked over at the other dude, and he kind of had... like, there were three people, and one of us looked uncomfortable, the other one didn't look like he gave a shit, and the other one was me.
And the other one is me.
I forget important things, like, you know, I'm sitting there in a dermatology clinic, so naturally everyone's uncomfortable.
That's badass. I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, when's the last time you pulled some shit like that and made an ass out of yourself on total accident?
It was like at work was the last time I probably did it. There's been a couple of times where I've been like hanging out, and then I think somebody in the warehouse is gonna do something. Like the other day, they were moving something on the forklift, and it 100% looked like they were like, we've got the standard, like, it's the green columns with the orange shelf, like racking you see in warehouses everywhere. And we got these big stainless steel wire baskets that have wheels that we store stuff in. And I was sitting in my office. I look out the window of my office, and the way the kind of the geometric, shapes of the racks all lined up, it looked like the basket that they were placing on the shelf was like too far in. When they let go, it was going to rot, like, and get caught between two racks, and the whole thing was going to get fucked up. And so I came flying out of the office. Whoa, 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 what are you doing? Stop everything. Freaking guys on the forklift, slams on the brakes in the middle of moving. Everyone's like, what? And I go, oh, never mind, you're good. And they're like, what happened? And I was like, I'm going to be honest, man. I know, you know, I had to totally backtrack and be like, I know you know how to drive a forklift. You're good. Like, that's not the issue here.
From my
what
angle.
Happened. From my angle, it looked like maybe you couldn't see that you were going to drop that basket, like, and just wreck everything. But the way, you know, from my office chair or whatever, and they were like, and then everyone laughed and, you know, point, laugh at this dude. Ha 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 ha.
You look foolish.
everything was
foolish.
Fine, but yeah. Right? But I came. And then, of course, I used it as like a quick, hey, real quick, learning opportunity here, kids. When you think you see
right,
something.
Turn it around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, when you think you see something bad, yell and scream and shut the situation down, and then be willing to be embarrassed on the backside of the situation that there wasn't actually a problem, as opposed to letting the problem occur, going, oh, I probably could have stopped that earlier. Shit.
You're actually like, you see, guys, I was trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. But yeah, that was...
Michael Scotted it.
But yeah, that was a couple... I think that was a couple weeks ago. That was just like, yeah, everyone was able to like... Everybody pointed at Alex and laugh. And I was like, yep, I'll take it.
Yeah, those are
I can't really think of anything. Usually, I just say things that I'm not supposed to, and then I pretend that I didn't.
You're like, what?
I'm like, I didn't tell you to fuck off. I said duck or something.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because according to the U.S. Census, I am a duck. Because they wanted...
That is true. I seen it.
They wanted to fuck around. And I just wanted to say I was white, and that's all I really cared to say. And they're like, oh, yeah? Well, what kind of white are you? I'm like, what do you
bread.
Mean?
I'm white bread.
I'm like, regular-ass white. I'm like, just let me be... I'm like, you know what?
Regular-ass white.
I'm like, just, you know what? No. Like, now that you're gonna nitpick, if you're going to pick nits with me, sir, I'm going to make a mockery of your process.
And that's when Jake gets a house call.
They're like, sir, what do you mean you are a duck? And I'm just like, quack, quack, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are we bug here, funny. Sir?
My mom works for the census and has to go do, like, house visits for people that put weird shit. So that's the only reason I said that.
That's a thing?
Yeah, no, it's real.
Oh, good. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
badass.
And then they'll just, and if you don't answer the door, they just keep coming back till you eventually do.
Because
isn't it like...
How long can it keep it going?
I was going to say,
years.
Isn't it like super against the rules to not fill out the census?
Yeah. That's a big deal. They're like, nope, we need to know, even if you're here illegally.
That seems
even
like
if you're
it,
here
seems
illegally.
Like, well, I was about to say this seems like a violation of your Fifth Amendment rights, but if you're not, I guess it's always a conversation. Like, do you have the amendment rights if you're not an American citizen? Well, we're not going to get into that.
Right?
No, we're not.
That's a whole different topic.
That's a different podcast with three other guys that actually know what they're talking about.
With three other guys, yeah, not us. That's definitely not us.
Yeah,
we're here to talk about dick and fart jokes and sports.
Yeah, pretty much, and we don't have sports, so we got to stretch.
Yeah, so now, don't say stretch when we talked about Tiger Joe.
Tiger Joe?
The Tiger King? What the fuck is his name?
Joe Exotic?
Like
Joe Exotic.
Could he have come up with a more porn star name, really?
A Joe Erotic.
Alright,
from
the
hip.
That is acceptable.
From the yep. hip.
We're going to allow that hip shot and yep. score.
Shoots he scores.
Boom.
Well, hey, you know, these
so
people...
Funny.
I'm going out on that one. They could yeah. have been anywhere in the world. But they're here with us. We will appreciate that. You know, they don't have anywhere else they can fucking go. Make sure you're checking us out on all of our social media. We're all over the internet. And once you find us, you have found us. But for this episode, this edition of my show with Alex and Jake, good night, universe.
That's the podcast.
We ducks, eventually.
Joe Erotic.